All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, September 11th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we got some Thursday night football action coming at you. I know some MLBs also underway, so good luck to all of you playing those slates. Those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Oh gosh, please tell me my audio is working. All right. Hello. I got a hello here. If you guys are here on Tuesday, I started doing my intro and my plug here had like just slightly come out and my audio wasn't working. So then I saw like some comments coming in. I'm like, oh no, I hope everybody could hear me this entire time and we don't have the same issue. But it doesn't look like that's the case. So that's great. So already off to a good start there. Going to get SaberSim pulled up. All right, we're going to do things a little bit different today. So usually we just go like one question at a time, kind of hit them and knock them out as we go. I spent a little bit of time before the show kind of grouping questions together. So like there were like two or three different questions about flashback ROI. There were two or three questions about like geo meme. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and like just kind of stay on a topic and just like read them all and then answer them all and then kind of move to the next one if there are questions that kind of overlap, rather than like answer a geo meme question in the beginning and then in the middle get to the next one and be like, oh yeah, just go back and watch it. Like, it's kind of not as cool. So I figure we will give this a shot and kind of see how it goes. All right, so first question, how does SaberSim decide that a certain player has a higher upside than another player on the roster? So this all comes from our models and our data science team and, you know, the sims that we run. So basically, right, we're playing the game out tens of thousands of times, and then we are getting a range of outcomes for the players as so based on the sims. And then we summarize that information as percentile. So for instance, right, let's take running backs, for example, right? Okay, I'm going to look at the running backs in this game, right? And here, like, let's take Jacobs versus Eckler. Well, our sims say that Jacobs' upside, I want to use the same words here, Jacobs' upside is a lot higher than Austin Eckler's is. And then Eckler's is higher than Jacory Kroski Merritt's. We think that Eckler has a higher ceiling based on the inputs to our sim. And that is historical data, that is Vegas data, that is a lot of different things that kind of all come together in the play-by-play sim. So basically this means that what we're saying is like, hey, in our sims, Austin Eckler scores at least 28.5 fantasy points 1% of the time. Jacory Kroski Merritt scores 24.6 fantasy points 1% of the time. So here Eckler's upside is about 4 points higher based on the outputs of our sims. So that is how that works. All right. Next question. Is it better to focus on small field GPPs and single entry / three max contests over the large field 150 max ones? I know contest selection is a huge part to having an edge, so I want to make sure that I know what is going to be the most profitable. Also for sim ROI. Okay. So I think, this one kind of goes into the next question. So let's break this out into two questions. The first one we're going to focus on is the contest selection, right? So for our latest and greatest contest selection recommendations, I would really recommend going over to Saber School. You're going to want to check out this lesson 3 one. And then within lesson 3, it's about the 6-minute mark. It's this NFL contest entry cheat sheet. Okay. This basically replaces our previous profit plan for like latest and greatest contest selection recommendations. Now, what I would do is just kind of go through these one by one, right? Set your daily wager. Maybe I want to play about $100 today. Okay, cool. Then you set your contest filters. Entry fee less than $3. Event of entrance greater than $300. And then first place greater than or equal to $100. All right. So what this would look like is, say I'm going to play the showdown tonight. Okay, go to the contests. So I'm going to filter for fee less than or equal or at, less than or equal to $2.99. So we're trying to stay under $3. And then I want the top prize to be greater than or equal to, we'll say, 100. And then I want to sort by effective entrance. So this is how I would start filling, is these ones up here at the top, okay? And I would do like the dollar daily dollar first, then the first down, then the single back, quarter jukebox, dime, mini max, and kind of work my way down here, right? Now, let's say that, you know, I play these, but maybe there's not enough, right? Maybe there's not. Actually, I forgot to do one. I forgot one. It's effective entrance greater than or equal to 300. Sorry, I forgot one. So you would actually do this set here. Okay, so these would be the lineups, the contest that you would start with. Now, if this isn't enough contest, you could do one of two things. Number one is you can increase your fee. Maybe I go up to $5, you know? Okay, great. Now more contests appear here, right? $3 contests, $5 contests. That is one way I could do this. Another way is I could increase the effective entrance. Maybe I go from 300 to 200, right? And then maybe, you know, I go from 200 to 100, right? And I just keep kind of opening this up. So you're basically opening up the effective entrance, opening up the fee, right? I would probably open up effective entrance first. That way you could stay in the lower stakes stuff and then move to fee, do fee after. But this is going to be like an example of how we recommend choosing which contest you want to play every day. All right, second part. Also, for Sim ROI, what is a good number that we should be looking for when checking on contests from previous slates? All right, this goes with another question. What is a good flashback ROI number? This goes with another question. Could you possibly go in depth on what exactly portfolio Sim EV and flashback ROI is? And after it is after the slate has completed, I'm assuming a positive number means you built a good portfolio for that slate. All right. So three questions in one here. Now, when it comes to flashback, or actually let's talk about portfolio Sim EV. So portfolio Sim EV is like something you'll see like after the slate's over, it'll be like your entry fees and then like portfolio Sim EV and then flashback ROI. I could probably just like pull up an example real quick. Okay, here's one. Actually, let's just pull this over. Okay, so it'll look like this on your screen, okay? So what these are telling you, the portfolio EV is something that gets calculated basically while the slate is in play. So we're running the live sims of the games, and you have a live Sim EV or live, you have a live Sim EV for each contest. So like if you come into the contest tab, after all the games are locked on any slate that you play, there will be another column over here called Sim EV. And it's basically how we think you're going to end up in the contest based on the state of the game or based on the state of the games at that point. So you could be at halftime and we could see like, hey, we think that, you know, you're going to end up with it like around this amount of money. And then after the third quarter, we think you're going to end up around this amount of money. That's contest by contest. Portfolio EV is just a sum of all of the individual contest Sim EVs. So it's kind of like a live look of like, hey, you know, this is kind of where we expected you to net out. So that's more related to like actual results. Flashback ROI is basically telling you how we think, how, or flashback ROI tells you how your lineups did profit-wise, percentage-wise, if you played out the slate 100,000 times. So if you have a positive flashback ROI, that means that your lineups do good over the long run, which is what we want, right? Because if you have a positive flashback ROI, the longer you play, the more likely you are to win. If you have a negative flashback ROI, well, you might have some short-term success, but the longer you play, the more likely you are to actually lose. So there isn't a quote-unquote good number to shoot for, because ROIs change based on the contest you're playing, right? Like, if I am playing a 23,000 effective entrance contest, you know, I probably can achieve a higher ROI than if I'm playing a, you know, 55 effective entrant contest. The ROIs achievable are going to be higher. So what I always do is I always just say it's relative to the contest you're looking at. Sometimes you're going to see ROIs in the hundreds of percents. Sometimes you're going to see ROIs in the tens of percents, right? You might see the top sim ROI be like 20%. This varies by sport. Some sim ROIs are usually lower for MLB than they are for NFL. Might be different for NBA, might be different for MMA, right? So always just like go by the highest sim ROIs in the contest you're playing and let that be your measuring stick. So that would be my advice there. It's like what something like that looks like. Say we go back to Monday just real quick. So if I pull up a low effective entrant, kind of like higher stakes contest like this luxury box, 4 max, 134 entries. Okay, I go to users. I go to, let's just look at people who maxed it, right? Four lineups. Highest MROI is like 47%. That's like kind of good. And then we go over to like the Millie Maker, for instance. And we just got to give this a second to load. We'll give it a minute. All right, cool. So then we go look at people who max this one. And higher sim ROIs are like in the 90th, 90 percentage, right? 97, 93, 90, right? So that's why you just can't have like a one size all fits number. It's always relative to this. So what I always recommend is however many lineups you played, maybe you played 10 lineups in this contest. Set the entries by right-clicking it. You can filter and do greater than or equal to 10, and then look at what the numbers are for people who enter 10, right? Sometimes the less lineups you enter, the higher ROI, sim ROI you can have. So like this guy entered 10 and they, or 13, and then they have 178% sim ROI, right? So it can vary based on the contest and then the number of entries that you have. All right. That was three questions in one. Good stuff there. Next question. I'm on my 5,000 lineup pool to contain QB, no stacks, 40%, and all other stack combinations totaling 60%. 2,000 lineups, no stack, and 3,000 lineups stacked. Is there a way to achieve this? I find the default build 5K lineups heavily tilted, 80% plus towards stacking, and min exposure settings for QB stack set to 40% just nixes the build completely and returns zero lineups. Okay, so what I would probably do here, and let's say you're doing this for like the Sunday main slate. And we're just gonna let this load. So what I think you're gonna have to do is use different builds here and then combine them. We actually just release the functionality to bulk send lineups to favorites, which is awesome. So what I would do, right, is if you want 40%. Wait, what was the question? It was 40% QB no stacks. Okay, so then what I would do is do one build. And then I would probably do a rule. I think a rule is going to work better. So do a rule, add, say if at least one team quarterback, then use exactly zero on the same team. And then let me remove the question in my face. So it looked like this. If at least one team's quarterback, then use exactly zero. I would do running backs, receivers, tight end on the same team. I would save that. Okay. And then let's say I'm going to run. I'm just going to run 500, but you could run as many as you need. So I would do this in one build. You know, maybe even rename it, right? Just say no QB stack. And let's see. Should work. All right. Lineups are building. That means we didn't break anything. So that's great. Okay, we go over stack exposures. Cool. So we did get all QB plus zeros, right? No QB stack or even a QB plus zero with a run back is an option here, right? We didn't X that from the options, but it is still no QB stack. So that satisfies our rule. All right, great. So then let's say I'm doing 100 lineups for simple math, and I want 40 to be of this construction, right? We'll skip the portfolio and we'll just go to uniques. And we'll just do like projected score. It doesn't really matter for what I'm trying to do here. So then I get my 40 lineups. All right. It's a new feature we added. So in compact view, I can shift click on a lineup. And then let's say I go down to my 40th. I shift click again. And then, or actually I got to shift click on the bookmark. So shift click bookmark. And shift click bookmark, I think. Come on. I'm going to figure this out right now. Okay, hold on. I got to go read the notes. My bad. I haven't done this yet, but I know this is possible now. All right, so release. Oh, you know what? It might be in beta. Okay, I'm not in beta. That's what it is. So this is coming to app really soon, the ability to click a sim or click a lineup, scroll down. This is like the new way to bulk save lineups to the favorites. Shift click again. It will send all the lineups to the favorites. I don't know when that's going to app.sabersim.com, which is what I'm using right now. But I would assume probably by the end of the week, if not early next week. So that is how I would do that for now. I think you're just going to have to come through and like bookmark all these like today, if you're going to use this today, or you could hop over to beta.sabersim.com and check it out if you're on Ultimate. So that's what you would do. You do your no QB stack. You would do your regular build. You would do your other 60 lineups and then combine them all into the favorites. But beta for shift click is coming very, very soon to the production app. All right. So this kind of percentage question kind of leads us into like a similar type one. Let me put my face back. Is there a way to set a percentage for the flex position? I want 35% of my flex to be tight end, 35% wide receiver, 30% running back. There's not exactly a way to set a percentage. You're going to kind of have to handle this a little bit manually. So like what I would do is I would go to the flex, sort by exposure. This is kind of hard. But you could filter by position and then just see what this adds up to. It's going to be like 20, 35, and like maybe this is too high for you already, right? Okay, then I just go and then I zero max exposure all the guys below. And then I go to like my receivers who are, 35% for receiver, not running back. So then I would go, okay, then I would add this up. I think you could just bring other positions down and then get the effect that you want. So like I need to bring down the running backs because they're really high, right? Like 30% would be the top three. Okay, then I would just lower all the guys below, and then there's nowhere else for it to go other than the other positions, right? So start with whatever position is high, set a bunch of max exposures, switch to the next position, and then you can kind of dial it in pretty close to what you're looking for that way. All right, got three questions here around dupes. How do you remove dupes from your lineups? For tonight's NFL slate, how can I be different from the field besides some ownership / GeoMean with large field contest? Do you prefer using GeoMean or some ownership for your lineups? And then, hey, Andrew, I guess your update deleted geometric mean setup. Can you show how to set it up again? Yeah, so like three questions in one here. So all kind of related to GeoMean. So we're going to go to Thursday Night Football. And I'm going to go to the slate today. Okay, so the first one was like, hey, how do you reset up the GeoMean custom metric? So first thing, right, build some lineups. And while this builds, I could kind of talk about another question that was here. It was like, hey, other than GeoMean and ownership, what are some ways to get different? Salaries, one way, right? I was looking at some lineups in Flashback, and some users were using a really low salary for like Monday Night Football. Not like a max, but like a had low averages. I didn't actually check the min and max, but I saw some users like 46,000 range average, 47,000 range average, right? So salary is definitely one way of getting unique. Another way is lineup construction, right? Like, hey, run the cash optimal, see who the most common captain is. I use this like NBA example where I saw for like NBA Showdown one time that like Jokic captain and was super popular, but he's like 20K. So you had to pay down somewhere, and like everybody was paying down for Zeke Najee because he had a decent average projection. So there's like combination type stuff. Like maybe I set a rule. It's like, hey, don't use Jokic captain with Najee in order to try and get different and have different combos, right? So those are two other ways. It's like lineup combinations and salary are different ways of getting unique. Now for the GeoMean custom metric, go to your rank by, go down to add metric, and then go to my own product GeoMean value. That's how you set it up. I believe this is pro, ultimate, and elite. If you're on starter, what I would do is that you could set a rule. So go to add new rule, go to aggregate, go to my own GeoMean. You would do no more than X. For kind of ideas about what number to set, I would check out our GeoMean tutorial, which can be found in this old SaberSim tutorial section, how do ownership product and ownership geometric mean work, which is right up at the top. Again, you find that top right corner, click help. But yeah, those are the ways to set up GeoMean. Then you can filter by it. And then basically by filtering out high GeoMean lineups, you are effectively getting rid of lineups you think are going to be higher duplicated. So in order to remove dupes from your lineup groups, filtering out high GeoMean is definitely one way to go. All right. Next question. I noticed when building multiple lineup groups, say one group for minimax, another for 20, the min, median, max, target, sim ROIs look much better compared to having all my contests in a single group. What is the preferred and most optimal method when building, and how does it translate to real world ROI? We always recommend, like, if you click a template and you click add new, this defaults to a individual group for each of your contests. Okay. This is what we recommend. And so I would lean towards that as opposed to grouping all of your contests together. All right. Kevin said, looking at Flashback for NFL week one, I have a positive sim ROI, but a negative actual ROI. How do I get a positive actual ROI? Good question. Solid question. You know, DFS is one of those sports where, it is, you know, obviously very results oriented. What I would really, really recommend is going into Saber School, checking out these first three videos, okay? Saber System 1, Saber System 2, Saber System 3. They're going to be a great starting point and kind of will help set you up for, you know, real-world success, actual ROI success. This I can't do these videos justice here on the show, so I would really, really recommend checking them out. And then Andy talks about a bunch of great stuff kind of related to your exact question in Lesson 1. All right, I want SaberSim to create lineups that must contain Burrow, Chase, Higgins. How would I go about that? In addition, better to wait pre or post when running lineups to execute. You would want to do this before running lineups, and I would want to do it as a rule. So that way all your lineups look exactly what you want them to look like. So what I would do is I would go to build lineups. I would go to rules. I would go to add new rule. I would go to group manual. If at least one, I would put Burrow on. Let me remove my face. It's in the way. I would put Burrow on this side. And then I would say, so if at least one Burrow, then use at least three. And then I would put Chase. Oh, wait, it's just Chase and Higgins. So I would just do at least two. So if at least one Burrow, then use at least two. Put Higgins and Chase on this side. All right. Hey, Andrew, once you get it, Chance, what's the most efficient way to implement a specific game stance into this optimizer for large field NFL showdown? Good question. So what I would probably do, right, going back to showdown, is if you have a specific script in mind, okay, I would recommend adjusting the team totals in the team stacks tab, right? So you go to the team stacks. Oh, wait, there's a second part of this. For example, my hypothesis is that wide receiver one or two from Green Bay or Washington are the optimal captains. How do I constrain the optimizer so that greater than 90% of my captain exposure is allocated only across those four players? Gotcha. What I would do is just go to the captain spot and set minimum exposures for those players that you're trying to hyper-focus on. Setting the minimum exposure will guarantee that you get them in the captain so you can use your game script. And then also if you want like a specific, you know, a blowout for Green Bay, a blowout for Washington, right? You can do that by changing the projected points here. So maybe I go 30 to 17, right? Okay, I click yes. Go to players. And then you go to the my projection. You just change to the SaberSim adjusted. It'll adjust the projections to if the score was actually what you set here. So that's like another way of kind of getting it to do that. All right, I drafted Joe Mixon with my last pick and traded him for Javonte, who I just traded for Kenneth Walker. How did I do? Is it worth the risk on Walker? I don't have a ton of opinions on season-long, you know, drafts, but I'm probably the wrong person to ask, so I apologize. All right, one more if we have time. Can you run through the Saber score ranking options, single game, small slate, large slate, etc.? Yes. So the way that Saber score works, okay, we can pull it up for anyone. Single game refers to a slate where there is literally one game on the slate. Small slate is 2 to 5 games. Large slate is 6 or more games. And then this other section is how many entrants there are in the contest that you are optimizing for. All right. Confused about this. Start a plan. What is the preferred time to set the no more than 30% ownership for batters doing it before? Also get pitchers. Thanks. So I think you're talking about a global max exposure. You would do a global max exposure in the max exposure column by clicking the gear icon. It says set max exposure to, I could say, 30% for all players. I would recommend doing that before the build rather than after. So the more inputs you have up front, the better. All right. I think we're all cut up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.